This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. This is my favorite cafe. Yes, make the best cappuccinos. And I found this table in the corner has the best people watching. The best. So you want to play our favorite little game? Yes, where we look at strangers and try to wonder what their sexual life is like. My favorite game to play. Let me find our first ones. Oh, yes. Perfect. Okay. Look over there at the ice cream stand. Do you see that? Okay. And now do you see the two girls in their schoolgirl uniforms? How old do you think they are? Yeah, I agree. 13, maybe 14. Definitely middle school. Don't they look cute in their little school uniform? You know, what is it? Who actually made the decision that schoolgirl uniforms have knee-high socks because it's so sexual? Or maybe it's just because we're all perverts and we think it's sexual, but it really fucking is. And those knee-high socks with the short little skirts. So fucking cute. Do you think they're hot? Yeah, you think those little middle schoolers are hot? You fucking pervert. I think they're hot too. And I think they might be sisters. Yeah, they really look alike, don't they? Yeah, they're sisters. And I'm imagining them sharing a room together. Like, you know, me and my sister, we had to share a room because we were so close in age. And I wish this would have happened with me and my sister. I wish we would have helped each other get off. Because when I discovered how I could rub my hairless little 11-year-old slit, I was addicted. I would sneak off in the woods behind my house just to rub my hairless little slit. And I could have just been doing it in the bedroom where my sister was. We could have helped each other. I could have taught my little sister exactly how to rub her little tiny clit. Big sister could have taught her how to masturbate at an even earlier age. Or imagine these two girls. The older one, she thinks she's silently and secretly rubbing her little hairless cunny. And then the other one, her sister, watches her without her knowing. Her getting off on the fact that she's watching her sister masturbate. Yeah, I love that idea. The one sister rubbing herself to the side of her sister masturbating. Or let's imagine that they even help each other. They just lay in bed, one leg crossing the other's leg right beside each other, their hands between each other's legs, rubbing their lesbian underage pussies, two sisters getting each other off, or even imagine this. And I want you to look at them. Don't take your eyes off those girls as I explain how the one with the shorter hair, imagine that for the first time, you know, after they've been rubbing each other's clits for weeks, she starts to get curious about that wet, leaking hole of her sister's. And she starts to just push her finger inside her sister's little cunny, getting her sister off, finger fucking her own sister, making sure to be quiet so mommy and daddy don't come in and catch their sweet little princesses being lesbian sluts together. Oh, I love that. Can you imagine too, after they finger fuck each other, they start licking their own sister's pussy off their finger. And then that makes them curious. I wonder what would happen if I got between my sister's legs and started kissing her. Started kissing her sweet, tasting sister pussy. Oh, looks like we have an adult man in the picture. Look at that. He just brought the two girls ice cream. I wonder if that is their father. I think it is. I know it is. Mm-hmm. And now I wonder, let's go back to this picture I've painted where these two sisters do slutty, kinky lesbian sex together every night. I wonder if daddy's ever caught them. But secretly, oh yeah, I like that. Imagine that he secretly watches his two daughters getting all slutty and lesbian together. Like him looking through the crack in the door, watching his two sexy underage daughters licking each other, them naked in bed, watching his daughters finger each other, licking their little cunnies. Maybe even they rub them together, scissoring. And daddy's looking through the crack in the door, wanking his thick, hard dick to his own daughters. And maybe, you know what I like about this, maybe the little girls even know what's happening. Yeah, maybe they even know their father's watching every night. So they turn it on even more, teasing daddy even harder, showing daddy how their little cunnies can come. Maybe eventually the girls invite daddy in. And he's a good daddy. He would want nothing more than to feel the inside of his daughter's own pussies, but he's content with just watching his daughters become lesbians for each other, content sitting in their room, watching very closely, up close and personal, watching his own daughters make each other come while he masturbates, wishing he had the balls to just bend them over and shove his dick right inside of their butt. I mean, what father wouldn't love to watch his little middle school daughters kiss each other, make each other come? And maybe daddy, even when he's ready to come, he makes his daughters get right in front of him while they kiss each other, and he comes all over their kissing faces, his cum mixing into their mouths, making out with each other with daddy's cum in their mouth. Did you like that dirty little story? Yeah, I bet you did. Maybe I should put my hands under the table. Not to my surprise, I find a hard, hard cock in your pants. I think I'm just going to keep rubbing this hard bulge. You like kinky incest stories with little girls, huh? Yes, you do. I know you do. I love teasing you with them, especially when we're out in public like this, looking at real families, putting families into the most filthy scenarios, using these people for our sick and depraved thoughts. But I'm wondering, are you only turned on with little girls? Because I see something that I can't stop looking at. Okay, so you see over there to the right, do you see that mom there in the pink blouse? And that's maybe her 10-year-old son. You see that? Yeah. And you see those big, big plump tits and that tight, tight blouse of hers. Do you like this MILF look, huh? A good housewife who maybe deep down is a perverted whore. A pedo mommy, even. And now imagine this, that mother, that sexy, I mean, she's fucking sexy, isn't she? It's like the definition of a MILF. Now imagine that horny pedo mother earns her living, because you see, she's got a lot of shopping bags. Mommy's gone shopping. Now imagine she earns all that cash by winking her own son's little child cock in front of a webcam. Deep in the deep dark web, she is a popular pedo mommy. And if her customers pay enough, she even sucks that little kid's cock, wearing red lipstick, looking like the MILF next door. But behind doors, she's an incest loving kitty porn star, doing anything to make men and women get off by fucking her own son. And just imagine that her son gets rewarded, because good boys get rewards, don't they? For coming in his own mother's mouth. And maybe they're out shopping right now because he finally had a wet orgasm. And mommy was so thrilled. She's been dying to take her son's incest seed in her mouth, tasting that 10-year-old preteen cum, and she finally got it in front of the camera today. She's been walking around the mall right now with the taste of her 10-year-old's cum inside her mouth. And now she knows she'll earn a lot more money when her little 10-year-old son fucks that little kitty cock and his mother's cunt right in front of the camera for the first time. Like maybe even one of those shopping bags she had her son help her pick out some lingerie for tonight's show. I feel he's throbbing. Yeah, you like the idea of that big-titted mother over there getting fucked by her 10-year-old son? Yeah, does it make you throb? I mean, I can always just, we're in the corner here. Nobody's paying attention. I can just pull out that cock out of your pants and have a little wink. But I will do that. But you promise, you have to promise not to come yet, because I have way more kinky ideas for my perverted pedophile. Mm-hmm. At least my fingers, at least, have been under my skirt for this whole time. Yeah, you didn't even notice. It's a good thing I never wear panties. Yeah, so I can secretly finger my perverted cunt at any time. You know how much I love the idea of abusing small little children, especially paired with some incest. Oh my God, oh my God. Look over there. Okay, do you see that store? I know that store. It's a very popular, like, clothing store for young girls. But what I'm seeing is something very interesting. Do you see that old fat guy that just came out of there with that little girl? She's got to be like 8 years old. Okay. And then you see how there's mostly teens and tweens coming out of that store? This one's too good, because here's the deal. I think that guy is way too old to be her father. Yeah, yeah, that fat pig is more likely the grandfather. And here's what I'm thinking. He brought his granddaughter, his little 8-year-old granddaughter, to buy some really inappropriate clothes. You know, the clothes that teens wear nowadays that are just way too tight, but we don't complain, do we? But he brought her here to get a sexy little outfit, because later today she's going to be his 8-year-old whore. Like, imagine that she's having to be forced to present herself for her grandfather tonight. And she has no idea what's going on, but she's too dumb. She's too young to know any better. So imagine him sitting on the sofa with his pants down, winking that little old cock that you can barely see under his fat belly, just looking disgusting on that couch. And then that poor little girl, his granddaughter, has to turn around in front of grandpa and practically be his model. Him telling her exactly how to pose. Her wearing like a tight little mini skirt, tight little girl panties, and a tight little top that shows her flat little belly and her flat chest, her little nipples poking through. And nasty old grandpa is telling her exactly how to pose, telling her to turn around and bend over so we can see that 8-year-old ass poking out of that skirt, him lifting her short skirt again and again, molesting his own granddaughter. And of course, maybe grandpa probably didn't even let her wear panties, because grandpa has spent years struggling with the desire for his little granddaughter. And finally, he says, fuck it, I'm going to have her. I'm going to molest her. I'm going to use my 8-year-old sexy granddaughter to get off. And he's just been wanting to get a good view of that little kitty slit. that tiny little preteen pussy. And he even makes her lay down on the ground, spreading her legs, showing that little slit, that bald cunny to grandpa, and that fat grandpa jerking off like a maniac, sweating, trying so hard not to bust too soon so he can enjoy the view of his sexy little 8-year-old granddaughter. And maybe he didn't plan on it getting this naughty, but he just can't help it. He tells his 8-year-old granddaughter to finger the little hole between her legs. She's never even thought of doing that before, and her fat, ugly grandpa is forcing her to rub her little cunny, fingering it in front of her grandfather. And that pushes him over the edge, seeing her spread those little lips for him. And just before he comes, he definitely didn't plan on this. He brutally grabs his little granddaughter by the hair, like she's got a ponytail in, pushing her between his fat thighs, shoving that old nasty cock in her mouth, squirting his grandpa incest seed ride into her mouth. It's spilling out of her mouth because she's choking and gagging on it. But grandpa keeps her firmly pressed into his cock. Did you like that story? You'd like to do that to her, wouldn't you? Well, let's look around. Let's look around, actually. Let's choose a girl. Let's look for one. Oh, that one. That is it. Okay, you see that blonde one right there? See that blonde girl? She's fucking sexy, isn't she? Probably about 9 years old. So tiny and cute. God, she's so hot. Why is this 9-year-old so hot, baby? Now imagine her perverted mother offering her little blonde 9-year-old for any pervert to abuse. And for a small amount of money, that's how fucked up she is. So just for a few dollars, let's say $5, she tells you that she'll pull her little daughter right here under the table and have you shove this big, hard cock right into her little mouth. And I bet you would try to be all nice and polite, just barely shoving the head in because it's such a tiny mouth. But me and that pedo mommy are demanding you fuck that little child brutally in her face. And then just somehow, like a snap of the fingers, the moment you start to give in, holding that little blonde cutie by her hair, ramming her pretty little face on your cock, the side of this, the side of your adult cock ramming into her mouth just makes everyone else lose control. That father of the two daughters, the schoolgirls, he bends one of his daughters over the table, lifts that schoolgirl's skirt, and fucks his father cock hard into his tight child's ass without warning. No lube, no nothing, just spit and anally pounding her. And the other daughter licks her father's heavy, full balls and her sister's naked little cunny. And that mother that we were watching, she can no longer wait either. She lies down on her back, pulls her little preteen son between her legs, and forces her son to fuck her in front of everyone. Proud to have a whole crowd of strangers watch her be a pedo mommy, a kitty fucker. But then Grandpa, he's the horniest. He pushes his massive fat body over that little girl, his granddaughter, and brutally shoves that old man Grandpa dick into his 8-year-old granddaughter's tight little cunny, raping his granddaughter in front of everyone, showing everyone and strangers that he's an incest pedophile rapist and not giving a fuck. So just look around right now and imagine that. Us being in this shopping center, mothers fucking their little underage sons, mothers grinding their cunts on their daughters' faces, mothers pushing their daughter and their son's arms inside of their pedo pussies, fathers abusing their daughters in public, raping their adult cocks in those tiny little holes, throat raping until little girls are just emptying their stomach, grandfathers brutally raping their tender little granddaughters in front of so many strangers, the sound of children moaning and screaming and adults grunting and moaning, so many mothers squirting all over their children, so much incest cum being swapped and pounded into little holes. And I'm sure that'll make you just squirt, won't it? And you know, I'd also, don't forget, you've got that blonde ramming her face onto your cock, and I'd also push the mother between your legs. Mother and daughter taking turns sucking your fat cock. And I order them to kiss while you squirt your load into both of their mouths and faces. Me calling her such a filthy bad mommy and telling her her daughter's a good little child whore as you squirt all over their face while they're kissing. Them taking your cum into their kissing mouth. Grandpa squirting into his granddaughter's little tiny cunny. That father ejaculating into his daughter's asshole. That mother letting her son squirt all over her mommy cunt. And you coming onto that mother and daughter's kissing tongues. And then you jerking your slowly softening dick as you watch that mother lick the face of her blonde, cum-soaked daughter clean, watching everyone else finish coming, cum leaking from everywhere. That sounds hot, doesn't it? Yeah. A nice incest group sex session right here in public.